Vanity of vanities. What does that mean? There is a grave danger this weekend with these readings, and I've heard it happen from other priests. And that danger is to turn this into Rip on Rich People Sunday and just completely try to paint this dualistic picture of wealth. In an odd way, it's a similar mistake that I see as we heard a few weeks ago of Martha and Mary. Oh, God is condemning the doer Martha and holding up the contemplative Mary. And I think the key to this understanding, what is Christ getting at, isn't to fixate on the amount of wealth in the barn, but dare I say, whether we are blessed with financial wealth or not, in our reading from Ecclesiastes, to ask a more basic question. What unsettles your heart? What keeps you up at night? What distracts your mind? To use current clinical language, what causes anxiety in you? Is it money or is it something else? Now, the reason I share this, I have a friend of mine who is blessed with amazing wealth, and I will refrain from sharing the name because you might actually know them, and you might actually not know they have amazing wealth because just the way they approach it, they just prefer not to let it be known. And now, granted, you might think, oh yeah, Father, easy for you to say this. You're one of the people that is the beneficiary of the guy's generosity. Guilty as charged. But every once in a while, I'll say to him, my goodness, I have to admit, I feel uncomfortable with, you know, the gifts you give and that kind of stuff. And as a priest, it feels odd, but at the same time, I know you'd be angry at me if I didn't say yes to you. And the friend looked at me and said, Father, don't worry about it. When I die, I can't stick it in my grave with me. And I think that there's something in that mentality, not just if we're blessed with wealth, but for all of us. And I think that to answer the question of what are the vanities of life, to ask ourselves sincerely, what are the things that we cling so tightly to that if our life were to end today, to be quite frank, would quickly dissolve into a whole lot of nothing? What are the things that we so treasure in the earthly sense? Not just money, maybe it's prestige, maybe it's a certain status that we've achieved within our life, within a community. That we make so much of that, that's what keeps me up at night, that when our life comes to an end, that it really is going to mean very little. So this week, I wish to ask you to pray with something I know I've asked you to pray for before, and you might be, Father, you had us do this exercise. Hey, St. Ignatius, repetition is the mother of learning. You know, a good exercise, there's a reason why. You know, we're getting into, you know, volleyball, football season, and the little teenage barbarians are going to start showing up on practice fields and crushing each other over and over and over again. There's a reason coaches do that, to make them better. So here's your fall football spirituality for the day. If you were to pass away, if the Lord were to call you home, pray with and write down, what would be the things that you really wish you would have done but didn't have the chance to? And what are the things that you know you probably spent too much time, dare I even say, treated it as a vanity of vanities? And you realize that, well, maybe I shouldn't be obsessive with that as much. As I've told you before, I've been blessed in 22 years of priesthood to sit with people as they are dying who are answering that question within minutes or hours of their passing. And as I've shared with you before, I've never heard somebody as they are dying say, "You know, Father, I really regret spending that much time with my kids." I never hear somebody say, "Father, I really regret the generosity that I showed in my life." I've never heard somebody say, "Father, I pray too much." I have heard, sadly, people as they're passing say, "Father, why didn't I love my kids more? Father, I regret getting too preoccupied of things of this world and not of the things that really mattered. Father, I should have prayed more in my life." When it comes down to answering the question, what are the vanities of vanities of our life? To be quite frank, whether it's a gold coin or not really is secondary. The real question is this: what pulls you away from who God made you to be? And what draws you closer to who God wants you to become? And whether we're rich or poor, married, single, male, female, regardless of country of origin, all that stuff, do we focus our prayer, our resources, our efforts into allowing who we are to be to flourish? Or do we allow ourselves to be stifled by the anxieties of the world, of which we have very little control over? Pray with that this week. If your life were to be asked of you, what would you regret you didn't have the opportunity to do? What might be some of those vanity of vanities that you spent too much time doing? As St. Ignatius of Loyola said, we live in a world of amazing goodness, and all that goodness is presented to us. As St. Ignatius says, we are to be indifferent to it all. Indifferent to it all, except for those things that draw us closer to Christ and foster a deep love with one another in Christ.